Hello and welcome. This file is called Invisible Servant, and it will give you a fantasy of being the perfect servant, an invisible servant. The fantasy of serving someone, doing the best you can do to make their life a little bit better and a little bit more beautiful, while staying completely in the background, never making them feel they're obligated to thank you or even recognize you, because you are an invisible servant who stays in the background. This fantasy will just grow inside of you, become ever stronger, and sooner or later, you will probably want to experience it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Make sure you're really comfortable. Begin to relax. Take a deep breath in. Focus on my voice. Let it out. Letting go, relaxing. Make sure you're really comfortable. Letting go. And let's begin. Now I want you to imagine something for me. I want you to remember something for me. Remember back when you were a little child, a young child, and you were riding in a car at night. Can you remember how worry-free and safe you felt as a little child, knowing your parents are there for you, keeping you safe? Let yourself go back there, back to a memory where you were driving at night. Maybe you remember how you walked to the car, the cold night air, how tired you felt. You were really young and it was so late for you. But the cold night air made you feel very awake again. And then you got into the car, sitting on the back seat. It was late and you felt so sleepy. Maybe you were looking out of the window for a while, watching the landscape gliding past the window. And after a while, the car started to heat up, making you feel so cozy, while the gentle hum of the engine was comforting you, lulling you in, relaxing you so subtly. Of course, it was very late, and you were really tired and sleepy. And the gentle hum was so calming. Can you remember something like that? Can you imagine yourself sitting in the back of the car and listening to the gentle humming of the engine, feeling how comfortable warm it is inside the car while you ride through the cool night? How good it felt. And maybe you were driving somewhere with street lamps, the light and shadow rhythmically dancing through the inside of the car. Can you remember how the shadows moved, wandering through the car in the same repetitive pattern, over and over and over again, almost hypnotically? Maybe you just sat there, watching the lights dancing through the car, enjoying how relaxing it is to just sit there. The constant hum of the engine, the dancing of the light, all lulling you down, making you so relaxed, so tired and sleepy. Or you might remember stopping at a traffic light. Can you remember how bright it was in the night? Or maybe you can remember the sudden loudness of the rhythmical tick-tock, tick-tock of the turn signal once the engine is idle, briefly getting you a little bit out of your slumber. And then the hum of the engine returns, lulling you right back to sleep, relaxing you again, the gentle lights dancing through the car again, as you feel this warm and heavy feeling spreading in your body while you drift back to sleep. Or maybe you remember driving through the countryside, the dark shapes of trees gliding past the window. Maybe the light of the moon shimmering through the trees. Maybe just watching the ever-changing patterns of light and shadow. Just losing yourself in your thoughts, staring outside until you are completely lost in your thoughts, relaxing, everything else fading away from your mind, feeling so peaceful. Or maybe you are watching the pale light and shadows dancing through the car, gently flickering, just watching for patterns, while you feel yourself becoming so comfortable, so heavy, the gentle play of the lights relaxing you more and more. Maybe you feel yourself drifting off further and further. Maybe you even closed your eyes at some point, only listening to the sound of the engine, still lulling you deeper and deeper, making you so incredibly relaxed, as you gently drift off to a deep, deep sleep. Maybe sometimes you drifted a little bit further up, becoming more aware, feeling the warmth, listening to the engine, just floating at the edge of sleep, feeling so incredibly comfortable, just completely perfect, so warm, so sleepy, enjoying the sound of the engine for a while before you let yourself drift back to sleep, feeling so safe, so good, so relaxed, so sleepy. And now I will count down from 10 to 1 and you will find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into trance with every number, feeling warmer, more relaxed with every number, and just drifting deeper and deeper into trance, focusing only on my voice. Let's begin. 10, getting more and more relaxed, drifting deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. The more relaxed you become, the deeper you go. 9, relaxing more and more, feeling so warm, so heavy, so relaxed, so incredibly wonderful, and just drifting deeper. 8, relaxing more and more, feeling so incredibly wonderful, just letting go, listening only to my voice. 7, just let yourself drift down further and further, becoming more and more relaxed. 6, drifting deeper and deeper into trance, only listening to my voice, letting everything else just fade away. 5, becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so peaceful. 4, drifting down even deeper, becoming even more relaxed, even more comfortable, so incredibly relaxed, feeling so good. 3, already so deep down in trance, so completely focused only on my voice. 2, letting everything but my voice fade away, becoming so incredibly relaxed, feeling so warm, heavy and peaceful. 2, almost there, so deep, so relaxed, so comfortable, feeling so wonderful. 1, so incredibly deep, and with the next number you will be only focused on my voice, everything else will fade away. And 0, feeling so good, so heavy, so warm, so comfortable, drifting so deep in trance, and drifting deeper and deeper with every breath you take. And as you drift along in deep, thoughtless bliss, imagine yourself lying on an air mattress, drifting on a deep mountain lake. Although the sun shines down on you, there is a slight breeze, making the temperature just perfect, as you drift along, free from all responsibilities, you notice that my voice reaches you from below. Your body is totally comfortable and safe, and so you allow the focus of your attention to slowly drift out of your body and sink into the water. As you begin to drift down, you see the air mattress with your body lying comfortably in the warm sun above you. You drift deeper and deeper, slowly moving further and further away from your body and your conscious mind. As you sink down, the colors start to fade away as the light gets dimmer. You drift down, 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 down into tranquil nothingness as your surroundings grow darker and darker. When you look up, you see the dim, silvery light dancing beneath the distortions of the surface. You sink away from your body, down to deep, dark emptiness, feeling so safe. The only stimuli you can still perceive beside my voice are the dim grayness above you, which slowly grows darker as you drift down further and further, and the feeling of your steady descent, of sinking down deeper and deeper. The last shimmer of light from the surface fades into black, and you are surrounded by a deep, dark, and silent emptiness. And before you reach the bottom of the lake, I softly stop your descent so you can float weightlessly in this deep, serene darkness. As a feeling of sinking fades away, my voice becomes your only stimulus. Nothing else exists, only my voice. And as you follow my voice, imagine that I'm pulling a warm, heavy, soft, weighted blanket over your body, slowly, starting with your feet. Feel me pulling the blanket over your feet, and it's so warm and soft and heavy. And maybe you already feel all the muscles in your feet just letting go, becoming so soft and relaxed, letting go of all the tension just melting away as your feet relax. So I pull the blanket up further and further, relaxing your body more and more, slowly pulling the blanket up over your legs. You feel the relaxation deep through your body, through your entire body, from your skin down deep into the bones, and everything in between is completely letting go. All the tension just melting away, completely, totally melting away. Your muscles relaxing more and more as I pull the blanket up further and further. More of your body under this safe, warm, heavy blanket as I reach your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet and toes, completely relaxed, feeling so warm, so heavy, so safe under this blanket. So I pull it up further and further, relaxing you more and more. And the blanket is so soft, so warm, so heavy, just melting away all the tension in your body more and more. So reach your waist, your entire legs, and your feet are so relaxed, feeling so peaceful and heavy and comfortable. Just relaxing more and more with every moment that passes. And as I pull the blanket up further, you feel all the tension in your stomach and your lower back just melting away into nothingness as you become so relaxed, so calm, feeling so wonderful. As the tension is melting away further and further, as I pull the heavy warm blanket over your chest, you might feel that you're breathing in relaxation with every easy and gentle breath in. And as you breathe out, you sink deeper in trance, breathing in relaxation, letting go deeper. As you breathe out, feeling more peaceful and more relaxed with every gentle breath, letting go further and further, sinking deeper and deeper. And I spread the blanket out over your arms, and you feel your upper arms letting go, so calm, so relaxed, flowing through your elbows into your lower arms, feeling so warm and heavy, into your wrists, your hands spreading out through your hands and in every single finger, relaxing you deeper and deeper. And I pull the blanket up, up to your neck, feeling your shoulders letting go, shoulders and neck so relaxed, so calm, so comfortable, so peaceful, relaxing more and more with every breath, with every word I say, letting go deeper and deeper, your entire body feeling so heavy and calm and peaceful. Just the way you feel when you're hovering at the edge of sleep, just before you fall asleep, where the whole body feels so perfect, so wonderful, so right, where you just let go, where you feel so comfortable. And now I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And with every number, you can let go of your mind, relaxing your mind just as deeply as you relaxed your body. With every number, sinking deeper and deeper, letting go more and more. 10. You feel so warm, so heavy, so comfortable. 9. Letting go further and further, sinking down into a deep, peaceful trance. 8. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper you go, sinking down further and further. 7. Breathing in relaxation with every breath in, falling deeper as your breath gently flows out, letting go more and more. 6. Your body so heavy, so peaceful, so safe, so warm, so comfortable, letting go, sinking deeper, relaxing your mind just as deeply. 5. as you fade away further and further, getting so comfortable, so relaxed, so calm, more and more focused on my voice. All other sounds just fade to the background, becoming completely unimportant as you focus more and more on my voice. Your thoughts just come and go, floating past you like clouds on a summer sky. There's nothing you have to do. You can just let them flow by and relax. 3. Letting go, sinking down, feeling so calm, so peaceful, so perfect, sinking deeper, fading away. 2. Almost there, as you let go, as you're so calm and peaceful and heavy, sinking so deep in this comfortable state, following my voice, feeling so safe, looking forward to a wonderful new experience. 1. So deep now, so relaxed, a wonderful new experience is waiting for you as you let go more and more. And 0. So incredibly deep. 0. Sinking down, letting go. So comfortable, so wonderful, so incredibly deep. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to put a little fantasy into your head, and just like a seed, will grow and grow, taking firm root in your mind and influencing you as it grows. And the fantasy we are going to give you will be to be the perfect servant, to be an invisible servant. That's right, because you know that this is the perfect form of submission, of devotion, being of service, being useful, and yet staying invisible, never acting in any way that anyone you serve feels obligated to thank you or even to recognize you, because you want to be a perfect servant, an invisible servant. You want to stay in the background. You want to be helpful, useful, of service. And that is all. You want to stay in the background, knowing that you do a good job, that you are of service, that you are the perfect servant, is thanks in itself. It is what you want to experience. You never want anyone to feel obligated to thank you, to praise you, or even to recognize your existence while you serve them. You want to be the perfect servant, the invisible servant, in the background, never taking up any space, any room, never talking, never making yourself known, never drawing any attention to yourself. You want to stay in the background. You want to be invisible, because you want to be an invisible servant. You know that you are doing a wonderful job when people take you as granted, never even recognizing you, and yet enjoying your service, enjoying how you make their life a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more wonderful. And you enjoy being an invisible servant. Just imagine it. The perfect servant being there, being helpful, and yet completely ignored. Maybe somewhat like a piece of furniture You have a clear function. You do a valuable service. You are of service. You have a function. And yet, you're kind of invisible. No one would ever thank a piece of furniture for its job. And that's the way you want to be treated. You want to do a quiet, silent service in the background. You want to become the best servant you can possibly be, fading into the background so that no one ever feels obligated to thank you, even to recognize you, even though they enjoy your services, even though you are useful for them, you make their life better. You know that you are the perfect servant, and that in itself is your thanks. Being the perfect servant, being in the background, being ignored by everyone, and yet doing the best job that you can possibly do. Just imagine it with me now. Imagine you were to serve someone you'd like to serve. Just imagine any person you would like to serve. Maybe your dominant, or maybe just someone you really like, whomever you chose. Just imagine it. Imagine being the best servant for them you can possibly be, fulfilling all their wishes, learning what you can do for them, so you can fulfill their wishes even before they have them, and learning to be the perfect invisible servant, always there for them, but never drawing any attention to you, just being there in the background, just an invisible servant, always there to make their life a little bit better, a little bit more beautiful, a little bit easier, and yet never drawing any attention to you, just being there in the background. Maybe in some ways, like a pet is there, and no one would pay any attention. Imagine it. Imagine how your drive to become the best servant you could possibly be makes you become better and better, learning how to stay invisible for them, how to stay in the background, learning how to best serve them, what you can do to make their life a little bit better each and every day, serving all their wishes and needs, and how much pleasure you feel from being the perfect servant, from being in the background, because every time you can do anything for them, you feel a lot of pleasure, because you know you are being the perfect servant. And every time they ignore you, every time they take you for granted, every time they treat you like just a piece of furniture, completely ignoring you, just using you, it will feel amazing, it will feel wonderful, because you know you are doing a good job at staying in the background, at being invisible. You never want to give them the impression that they have to thank you, that they have to recognize you. You just want to fade into the background, maybe even to the point where they would, just like you would do with a pet, get changed in front of you without feeling any shame or worries that you are there, because you're always there in the background. Just an invisible servant, nothing to worry about or care about. You are always there to serve them, and that's just the way it is. And you will just allow this fantasy to play out in your mind, at your own little details, your own little twists, your own little ideas on how to be the perfect servant. The perfect invisible servant, how you want to stay in the background, how you want to serve them, you will find that this fantasy will just grow and grow and grow, taking on a life of its own, a deep fascination as it plays around in your mind. Because from now on, whenever you are aroused, this fantasy will come into your mind. That's right. Whenever you are aroused, you will think about it. The fantasy will play through your mind over and over again, almost like a broken record. Whenever you get aroused, you will think about this fantasy of being an invisible servant, serving someone invisible in the background. And whenever you think about it, whenever you think about being an invisible servant, you will feel an intense pleasure and deep sense of rightness rewarding you. That's right. As soon as your thoughts turn to being an invisible servant for someone, you will feel the pleasure growing in your mind, flowing down your spine, into your sex, and radiating into your entire body, filling every cell in your body with lust, with arousal, with desire, with the desire to be an invisible servant. That's right. And you will also feel a deep sense of rightness, knowing that you want to do it, that you want to experience it, that you want to be an invisible servant, that you want to find someone worthy you can serve, dedicate yourself to, surrender yourself to their happiness, their joy, their pleasure, make their life a little bit better, a little bit easier, a little bit more beautiful, by surrendering and devoting yourself to them, to be their invisible servant, always there, always in the background, never expecting any thanks, never expecting to be recognized, just doing your job and proud of doing the best job you can possibly do. And you will always want to become better at it. You will always want to practice it. You might even literally be practicing it, practicing the kind of services you could give. Things like serving food or drinks, or maybe you're practicing to stay quietly and wait, standing there, just the way you would do if you were waiting on them to use you again, standing in the background, watching them, watching if they need anything, while you stand there, motionless and quiet, because you want to be invisible, so you need to practice it. You want to practice it. And every time you do, you will also feel the pleasure and the rightness rewarding you, because you know you want to be an invisible servant. And you will also find that every time you see someone serving someone else, and it might just be something like a waiter or waitress bringing someone some food or drinks, you will find your mind wandering to this fantasy of being an invisible servant. You will wonder how it would feel if you were there, if you were there with your dominant, with the person you would like to serve, and if you could serve them, if you could get them their drinks, their food, wait behind them, standing there, watching if they need anything, ready to serve them, just standing there in the background, being completely quiet, motionless, having an eye out, looking if they still have enough to drink, if they need anything, if there's anything you could do for them. These fantasies will just pop into your mind, invade your mind, and make you feel so good, so right, just increasing your desire to be an invisible servant, giving you the desire to do it, to find someone you can serve, because this desire will just grow inside of you. Every time you are aroused, you will think about it. Every time you see someone serving anyone, you will think about it. And every time you think about the fantasy, you will feel pleasure, you feel arousal, you feel a deep desire to do it, and a strong sense of rightness, because you know that's what you want to do, that's what you want to experience. And this desire, this craving, this curiosity to experience it will just grow inside of you, grow every day, become stronger and stronger every time you think about it, every time you arouse, every time you see anyone serving someone, every time any of those things happen, your desire to experience it will grow stronger and stronger and ever stronger, just growing inside of your mind. And there's nothing you can do about it. And because you have decided to listen to this file, because it was your own free choice, because you are fascinated by the thought of serving someone like this, you will find that your own subconscious mind will help you, because it knows that it was your free choice, that is your desire. And so every time you think about it, you will feel this happiness, this joy, this pleasure, this deep sense of rightness, slowly conditioning you to crave it more and more and ever more, until sooner or later you will have to give in and do it, experience it, serve someone as an invisible servant, just in the background, quiet, unobtrusive, invisible, while being as useful as you can possibly be, while providing the perfect service. That's who you are, an invisible servant. And this fascination will grow inside of your mind, become ever stronger, and slowly take you over. And so that you really start to desire it, you will also find that you want to come back to this file. It's almost like an inner pressure, an inner desire growing with every day, becoming stronger and stronger, exponentially growing until you give in and come back to this file. And you might already feel it and already understand that sooner or later you will have to give in, because this desire will simply grow and grow and grow until you give in. And it will come back over and over again until all suggestions are deeply and permanently embedded in your mind, until you have the strong desire to be an invisible servant. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and with each number, all my suggestions sink deeper into your mind. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you come back, drifting back up to the surface of your awareness. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. And 6, as you completely wake up, you feel your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. As you completely wake up, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments. You can contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.